Moving on to agenda item number 10.
Promise this won't take as long.
The Cockrells.
Yes. This is another horse ground application. Andrew Miles Cockrell and Andrew Dandridge Cockrell have applied for ground back in 2014. So this is an old one, but it was protested. For approximately 1.3 acres of ground within the Little Wacomico River in Northumberland County. This application is protested by an adjacent leaseholder. So the location is, you probably can't hardly see it in this picture, but it's right there. Very small area. There are leases all around it and a piece of public ground to the east. A little closer view, the red area is the area we surveyed. The area that's excluded, it's a little hard to see, is a pier structure. And the lease to the west is a riparian, and the lease to the wraps, sort of wraps around it, is the leaseholder that protested the application. So we did subject this to our normal public interest review and did survey it. The actual survey, as you see here, contains 1.06 acres. The application was 1.3. Often when we take applications, we take them off an AutoCAD map, which does not have all the piers on it. So we probably took the whole area where the pier was, included it when we took it originally. But we don't lease under other people's piers unless they are the applicant. We did receive an objection from the adjacent leaseholder, Mr. Harding, which is Purcell Seafood, is the lease that's in the name of Purcell Seafood. The nature of the objection that we got, and I'd kind of like to read that actual letter. It is in your packet so that we're clear. It's on Purcell Seafood's letterhead, and it says, it's come to my knowledge that Andrew Cockrell has applied for Worcester Shore inside or in the middle of my shore here on the river. I do not know why VMRC would allow people to apply for Worcester inside of other leased grounds. These grounds were established many years ago to the mean low watermark, but over that time the shoreline has eroded and created additional ground. If you have the letter in front of you, you'll see that he notes he's contesting three. He actually lists four applications. And that statement is a little bit of a blanket statement because obviously this lease was not leased to the shore. There was a reason, I guess, that area was left out, and I'm not really clear what it was. But we did go pretty close to the shore for a lot of the lease. But he was talking about all four of these applications that he was objecting to. So in some instances, what he stated there was true. He goes on to talk about each application and his objections. He does note that he does do cage aquaculture. He does have cages on this adjacent lease and some of the other leases he was objecting to. His two concerns that he expresses for virtually all of these applications that he objects to is that in addition to some of them being just a sliver along the shoreline, is that he has gear and he fears that if we lease this area, to get to this lease, you would obviously have to go across his lease with a boat, and there's a chance of damaging his gear just accessing the lease. He also expressed a concern about theft on all of these. For this one, he just notes there will be a problem for the same reasons above, and previously on the previous two, he had mentioned possible theft. And I'll leave it stand at that. That's his comment. But that's the nature of the objection to this one. Upon further review, let me back up. When our commission surveyor went, Mr. Cockrell went with him, we suggested in the field, the surveyor, that we not go in this area right here up to the shore, that he not ask for that, but it's vacant, and he is allowed to ask, and he wanted it, so we staked it. We have not gotten a specific objection from the landowner, but we have some reservation in light of the law that's getting ready to change, notifying people within 200 feet. And just that this is a pretty narrow area. Cockrell does traditionally do cages. He has a lot of cage aquaculture. He has a lot of leases. And we believe this, according to his questionnaire, his purpose of using this lease, he says he's going to do bottom cages up to 12 inches and natural as well. However, this lease is too small to dredge. He could not get a dredge permit. It has to be at least 3 acres. So we'd either have to do cage aquaculture or on bottom, hand tong it, or pick them up by hand. Staff's position is leasing this little area right here, this little stem, really may create problems into the future for the landowner and, you know, recreational uses of the shoreline. So we are recommending striking a line from this existing riparian corner of this already existing riparian over to a point here far enough away from this pier to not interfere. There is a boat here that comes in right here, and then there's an L head. And if Mr. Cockrell still wants this, what's left, which is less than an acre, that we could recommend that. As far as the gear controversy, we have leases next to leases all over the state, and we have cages on some and not cages on some. And we don't believe that with a little cooperation between these two leaseholders, they could both put cages on this in a way they could both access their cages without damaging each other's cages, because it happens all over the state. We understand the concern, and the theft concern, you know, I'll leave that at face value. He has concern about theft. I have no comment about Mr. Cockrell and theft. That's a law enforcement issue, and we have leases next to leases all over the state again, and there's always opportunity for theft from one leaseholder to another. But staff can support leasing this area, but it probably will be used for cages. And again, if he puts any cages in here that interfere with this property owner or this one, if he builds a pier in the future, getting to navigable water, then we would make adjustments. We would force the leaseholder to move or remove those cages if needed. So that's my recommendation. I'm not sure any of the parties are here. So the final acreage would be, if we strike that line, 0.81 acres. That's how small it would be. But you could put a lot of cages on that.
Mr. Zedra.
Does that applicant have any other leases?
He has a lot of leases.
Well, I'm talking about in that.
Not right there, but yes, he does have other leases in the area and a lot of leases. They're pretty active aquaculture. He's also a pier builder, so he builds people's piers as well.
And his access to that would have to be from the water side, right?
I'm not aware he has any rights to any of those, using any of those residential properties to access it from the land. I was not told that he did. And I believe he accesses almost all his leases by water, small boat. So he would have to go across this other lease to get to it and or the public ground.
Further questions? Mr. Stagg. Looking at the box now is your amended proposed lease. On the right-hand side, do I detect another pier there?
Yes.
If so, how close to that pier would this lease be?
Well, it's a good question. I knew you were going to ask that. I thought you were going to ask it about this pier. So I know the distance is here. This is only about 40 feet wide, so this is probably right there, which is just imaginary line. There's no stake there. The closest stake would be here, probably about 20, 25 feet. But there's a lease there. Mr. Purcell's Seafood's lease is there. It probably predates the pier. My guess is they built the pier since the Purcell lease, or they built it and Purcell didn't object.
Mr. Ballard.
To your knowledge, do you know if Purcell or any other party applied for that section before? It seems odd that there would be that.
Not clear whether there may have been some type of lease here before, and that's the reason it was gone around and then it was dropped.
Okay.
Sorry, I didn't research that, but kind of sticks out like a sore thumb now that you mentioned it.
Additional questions from the commission? Is the applicant present? Please come forward, sir. Please raise your right hand. Do you hereby swear the testimony you give here today will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
Yes, sir.
State your name for the record, please.
Andy Cockrell, Andrew D.
Thank you, Mr. Cockrell. What else can you add?
We're trying to get more shore, you know, because we're running out of room to put cages, you know, as the business is growing. So, you know, it's not too many places left on the river. So we're just trying to find, what, you know, wherever we can put cages. This has got good hard bottom and it's deep water. So it's a good area for cages. And or on the bottom, either way, because we do both, but we would want the ability to do either one. But I'm more concerned about why he objected, you know, this theft thing. And pretty upset about that, you know, because I have great respect for Rich and his family and what they've done, you know, and what they're doing. And we've always had good relations. But, you know, you live in Navajo reputation. And, you know, we built most of those piers, and he's always been good about letting us, you know, build piers on all the people on his shore, you know. And I guess that's more my concern than getting a piece of shore. Of course, we'd like to have a piece of shore, but I'm more concerned about the reason he objected, or that he stated the theft part. So that's about the only thing I have to add.
Questions from the commission? Mr. Cockrell, do you have other leases?
Yes, sir.
How many other leases do you have?
I'm not sure. We got that one around the point, that Peachtree Point on that side, and then We've got some up the creek, and then some down in Rock Hole. We've got, and then
can you make make a guess?
I guess a half a dozen, maybe, something like that.
Totaling how many acres do you think?
Probably 2-3, maybe a couple hundred. I don't know, really. I'd have to sit and add it up.
So why is this particular parcel of such interest, Story?
Well, it's close to our business, you know, and it's good bottom, you know. There are a lot of the areas we have, you know, maybe a lot of acres, but you've only got certain places that they work, you know, that cage work. If it's too soft, it won't work, you know. And then the other thing is, in the wintertime, we found that we need to put them in deeper water, you know, because it freezes. And a lot of places in summer, we want to get them in shallow water. In the wintertime, we need to move them back in deep water. And this is deeper water. It'd be good for the winter, you know, it's in short supply.
Have you talked to either of the pier owners?
Yeah, I built the piers.
So have you talked to them?
Yeah, we talked to them when we staked it.
What did they say?
They don't have an issue. They're fine.
Other questions from the commission? Thank you, sir.
All right. Fine.
Anybody in the audience wish to be heard on this matter, either pro or con? Please come forward, sir.
I'm not a lawyer.
Good. I'm going to swear you in anyhow. Please raise your right hand. Do you hereby swear the testimony you'll give here today will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
Yes, sir, I do.
Please state your name for the record.
My name is Richard Harding from Purcell Seafood, and commissioners, thank you for having me. Before I proceed further, I want to tell Mr. Cockle that I apologize. At the time that when I rejected that and said theft, his son was accused of oystering off somebody's ground, which he was found not guilty of. So that statement in there, I want to take away on the record and everything. I want to apologize in front of him. He's good people, good family. I got caught up in the moment when I wrote that, and I do apologize. Moving on further, the reason I have nothing against Mr. Cockle applying, it's kind of a precedence thing I'm worried about. We applied for this ground in 1998. That piece was left out. And staff, they do that when they mark ground. They'll leave out riparian rights and stuff. And I know that the staff has a tremendous job ahead of them with all the gold rush of the Worcester Shore. But my question is that why is it back in 1998 it wasn't good enough to get then and it is now, and when Mr. Cock was applying for it at this moment? Because when we got it, we saw it wasn't marked. It was a gentleman's agreement. We just don't say anything. VMRC left it open, and that's fine. We never thought anybody in the future would try to lease it. There was really nothing. It's a small piece. had the public shore right there. And it's a small piece. And the bottom is Mr. Cock was right, is good, but not all of it. This is kind of mud right in here. And we just didn't think it was worth the get. But now, all of a sudden, this piece is suitable to lease. And Mr. Cock was going to do cages, and we never thought about getting it because all in here is two docks, right here, and all in here would be the cages, and we just never thought it would be a good place to put cages right here so close to a dock. It's just, it was just, you got to have some respect for the landowner, and we just thought it was not a good place to put cages, so we never pursued it any further. Now, Mr. Cockrell, I hope you don't think that I'm trying to, just this one little acre, trying to keep him from having Worcestershire. He is, since 2010, he has gotten 166 acres off the Little River he's applied for. And he had zero starting with, other than around his marina. So, you know, he has that, and plus he has another 165 applications in the Little Wacomico River that he has applications for, including this little piece here. So I'm not trying to stop him from getting shore, and the reasons I have are more of just concerns of why wasn't that, again, restated, good enough to lease then, but at this present time, it is. When it's just such a small piece, and it's so close to those two docks and public shore right there. You know, if I'd known that years ago, our business would have took it up, because we're all around it. So that's all I have to say. Is there any questions to me?
Questions from the commission. Thank you, Mr. Hardy. It's a public hearing. Is there anybody else in the audience who wishes to be heard on this matter? Seeing none, the public hearing is closed, and the matter is before the commission for discussion and action. Mr. Ballard.
This is eerily similar to the Bowen case we heard earlier. With, I think, a few key exceptions. One, the protester has taken the time to come, done what most industry members consider as part of their job to monitor the lease applications, has raised his hand and said, look, we agreed to stay off this piece because we didn't think it was suitable. We thought it would cause conflict. We now understandably don't want someone to come inside of us. If we thought that was a possibility, we wouldn't have done it. They've come and voiced their opinion. Differing from the other case as well, this lease does not look nearly as suitable for aquaculture as I think the other piece did. And I'm inclined to deny the application.
Further discussion? I agree with Mr. Ballard. This is a small piece that opens up a Pandora's box of troubles with the upland property owners. I see a number of houses around there, whether or not they're here to protest or not. It's our job here to make wise choices in the leasing of water bottom. I'm further guided by Mr. Cockrell's testimony that he has a number of other leases, including one just around the area, right around the point there. This is 25, 30, 40 feet away from existing residential piers, and I am loath to open up a small area like this for caged oyster aquaculture when there are other options for Mr. Cockrell in the near vicinity. So I agree with Mr. Ballard that this is separate from what we were looking at on the Eastern Shore. I'm looking at it quite differently. Mr. Tankin.
Yeah, I would concur. It seems like the dynamics in which we didn't lease this bottom decades ago still hold true today. So I don't see any real change, whereas on the shore there was protesters and then there aren't protesters. And there was nobody there. Here we have evidence of activity, and I don't think it's a real need to get hung up with landowners and their use of their property.
Further discussion? Commission operates on motions.
I move to deny the lease application.
Motion by Mr. Ballard to deny the lease application. Is there a second?
I'll second it.
Second by Mr. Tankard. Further discussion? I'll call the question. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any noes? Mr. France abstains. Chair votes aye as well. So the motion passes to deny the lease application on a vote of 5-0 to 1.